We're going to pay tribute today to Eric Freeman, he's hanging up his pencil after doing 820 games of football for the ABC, and he's done 1,100 games all up when you include the cricket matches he's done. He's been in the media 41 years, and he's been with the ABC since 1982. Eric, welcome to you, and good to have you on board for the last time.
Thank you, Roger, and yeah, almost forgot to put my microphone on, but that's all right. It's only the first game of the season, my last, of course, but yeah, looking forward to today, and you know, it's been a memorable trip along the way, especially starting off with the SANFL all those years, something like 400-odd games there, and then had the opportunity to be involved in the AFL games, you know, with Jimmy Dean and yourself and Malcolm McDonald, Bob Bauer in the real early days of 5 a.m. So, yeah, looking forward to it.
Test cricketer, played 83 first-class games, 11 test matches, and for Port Adelaide Football Club, 116 games, 390 goals, 7 state games. Started in 1964, a reserves premiership in 1963. Let's go to Mark Williams on the boundary. Mark, a welcome to you as not only as coach of Port Adelaide, but also Eric Freeman. You go back a long way, wouldn't you? Welcome.
Exactly right, and certainly congratulations to Eric and Michael. Filippo's down here thinking about taking over your job, mate. So watch out. I've been talking to him, and I think that he's the reason why that you're not staying involved anymore. I told him I'd say that anyway. But now Eric, he's been a fantastic inspiration to everyone at Port Adelaide. I remember him as a little boy. You know, his desire to get hold of the ball and kick goals was just fantastic. Mum and Dad loved him as a person, as a player. And, you know, he's... I can recall with my my twin brother sitting and lying awake at night listening, and we actually knew a player that bowled for Australia in the Ashes over in England. So we'd listen on our old crystal set, and we'd get the antenna right out the window and try and tune it in, and we could hear Eric Freeman bowling down over at Lord. So fantastic to know Eric. He's been fantastic for footy and for sport in South Australia, and you know, he's been always a wonderful support to Port Adelaide, and we need everyone we can, Eric, so you'll dearly be missed.
And thank you, Mark. Mark, coming 1968, you mentioned the Ashes. I think your dad, Foz, met him at the airport and persuaded him to sit on the bench in the finals, didn't he?
Yeah, I was only 10 years of age. I wasn't all that 100% exactly what happened there, but Foz would have done everything to get Eric to play, and you know, he was so important to the mix there. Unfortunately, I'm not sure. You didn't ever win a premiership, did you, Eric?
Yeah, 65.
65. Well, that was the first and the first one I can recall being out at Adelaide Oval. And, you know, it'll be interesting to see Port back there in a few years' time.
We had 12 handballs that year, too. I was looking at the budget yesterday. I think Sturt's had 56. And now you get 200 in the game, so 12 of those.
You wouldn't have had any, though, Eric, would you?
No, no way. I mean, you weren't allowed to go backwards. Foss would shoot you, and he didn't really want you to handball anyway. It was just that rough kick away. And really, you do the same as well sometimes. You know, your philosophy, get the ball forward at all costs. And, you know, I'll always remember Foss for that.
Yeah, tell me, Eric, the modern game, you know, there's a lot of... the kicking is a lot harder these days because so many players don't actually play on each other. They zone off and play a zoning sort of defence. How do you think that would have gone back in your year?
Well, I would have still stayed in the goal square. I never used to cover too much ground. But, yeah, it's hard when you look back to how we played the game then to how it's changed today. And, you know, you say the Barry Robrins and the Russell Eberts, I still think they would have been champions in today's football. But
Look, I'm telling you, I know for certain. I remember when I first went to Victoria, you know, I had a lot of doubt, and a lot of South Australians had a lot of doubt whether they'd make the grade. But the fact is, you're just born in a different era or time. You know, dedicated players that could work hard, they would have made it no matter what. So I guarantee you would have been a superstar in the AFL as well.
Appreciate you taking the time, Mark, and you can have one more time with Fritzy after the game down in the rooms. Thank you.
Yeah, it's one of the joys of being a coach at Port Adelaide to see Eric in the rooms after the game. I'm not sure if you'll ever get as many interviews because there's a bit of a heartstring connection between he and me, and I'm not sure who you're going to line up to. It'll probably have to be Stephen if you want to get as many interviews from now on, so good luck to you.
Do you remember the time that we had Shea Cockatoo Collins up here and we interview after the game, and he asked, he was babysitting for, and he'd asked for a game. He wanted to get a game if he could babysit.
Yeah, it's amazing. The amount of players that these days are all coming around, cutting my lawns, doing the pool, trying to watch the dog. Everyone's trying to get a game.
Thanks, Mark Williams.
No worries.
Thanks,
catch mate. You guys.